This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russian President Vladimir Putin arrived in North Korea early on Wednesday after he said the two countries want to cooperate closely to overcome U.S.-led sanctions in the face of intensifying confrontations with Washington. Putin was met at Pyongyang's airport by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, making his first trip to North Korea in 24 years, said in comments that appeared hours before he landed, he appreciates the country's firm support of his military action in Ukraine. A top American diplomat on Tuesday said the United States is trying to avert a greater war along the border between Israel and Lebanon. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Hochstein on Tuesday urged the Palestinian militant group Hamas to accept a U.S.-backed proposal for a truce.
A ceasefire in Gaza and or an alternative diplomatic solution could also bring the conflict across the blue line to an end, creating conditions for displaced Lebanese civilians to go home in the south and for Israeli civilians to go home in their north.
But a ceasefire in Gaza appears remote. The Israeli military on Tuesday released video showing what it says were its forces in Rafah, where it claimed it is trying to root out remaining Hamas brigades and recover hostages.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday said the U.S. is still working on ceasefire talks between Israel and Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group.
Hamas came back with new conditions, new demands, including demands and conditions that actually went beyond what it had already previously accepted. So we're working to see if we can bridge the gaps.